Minehead Baptist Church Sermon Podcast for Easter Sunday, the 12th of April, 2009. Hello and welcome. Thank you once again for joining me. My name's James and I'm the web guy here at NBC. Apologies if I'm a bit croaky, but I've got an Easter cold that I think I got at Spring Harvest last week in the Big Top. Well, we had two services this morning at church for Easter. At 9:15 we had an all-age Easter celebration, which is what you're going to hear edited down, and then at 10:45 we had a more traditional service. It was a great fun time at the all-age service. We had some videos and lots of songs and dancing, as you'll hear. We also had some special guests from the Spring Harvest Shout team who are helping us with a family fun day tomorrow at Minehead Biddle School. So if you're in the area and you're listening to this before Monday afternoon, please go along there. So we'll go and join Andy as he's introducing the service.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Easter to you all. Very good to welcome you. I bet normally on a Sunday morning you're still in bed, yeah? Yeah, a bit of a shock to the system. But lovely to welcome you. We've got two services this morning. We've got an all-age family type service here now, and then in about an hour and a half or so we'll have another Easter celebration too. Lord, how differently things would have been, how different things would have turned out. If when the disciples went to find you, they found the stones still in place and your body still in place, how different it would have been. But Lord, we give you thanks and praise that today we stand here because the stone was rolled away, not by any human hand, not by any human strength, but by the power of God. The power of God that was exerted on your dead body, Lord Jesus, that brought you back to life. And we're so glad that things are so different. For that day, that moment, changed our destiny. It changed our future. And we give you thanks and praise. We give you glory, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We worship you and rejoice in your life this day. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's be seated. Right, we're going to play a CD in a moment. Now, whether you want to do this or not might depend on your age, but I encourage you that it might not depend on your actual age, but the age that you would like to be. Okay? Okay, guys, are you listening? Somewhere in here, all right, is some Easter eggs. Chocolate Easter eggs. Okay, well done, Dave. You're leading the way, brother. Okay, now we're going to play a piece of music, Jumping in the House of God, it's called. And I'm going to give you a few minutes. Are you ready? All right. House of God, jump up, jump. Go. In the house, jumping in the house of God. Anybody found any yet?
Raise them up, pop in prayer. Stick up your hands, stick them up, get them up in the air. Raise them up, pop in prayer.
Come on, guys.
We're getting busy. Who's in the house?
They're little Cadbury's eggs. There were 6 packets. There must be at least 60. Okay, all right. You're looking totally confused. Guys. Okay. Yeah, all right. Well done, mate. Okay, everyone. All right, who's found them? You shush. Have you got any? Guys. Where are they? Who's found them? I know you like the piece of music, Malcolm. Yeah, well, Malcolm's going to dance to that later. Okay, you got them? You found them yet? Okay, well, let me read you something. Right. Come and have a seat, guys. Hey? I got the lot of you. Let me read something to you. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and they went to the tomb. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And while they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He's not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day will rise again.'" Then they remembered his words. See, the eggs weren't here, were they? Okay, they're Jenny's sitting on them. You can get them later. You see, I didn't tell a lie. I said in here, and they are in here, and they're down there, but you just didn't find them. Yes, thank you. Jenny's keeping them warm. Sorry, Roy, it's just a thought. Let it go, friends, let it go. Move on. You see, Jesus wasn't there. Because that was a place where you find dead people. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He's not there. He has risen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to say some words together that are up here. I'm going to say the first line, and I'd like us to, we're going to stand, and we're going to I'd like you to say the bits that are here in italic, and then we're going to sing, "Lord, I lift your name on high. How I love to sing your praises." So let's say these words together. Let's say them as if we really mean them. Let's stand. Jesus is risen from the dead. He is risen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They nailed him to a cross.
But now he is alive. Hallelujah.
They put him in a grave.
But now he is alive. Hallelujah.
They sent a soldier to guard the tomb.
But now he is alive. Hallelujah.
The disciples went to look for him. Jesus was dead.
But now he is alive. Hallelujah.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises.
Have a seat, and I'd like all of those guys who've been involved to come on, Mark and Neil, and others who've been involved in the holiday club we've had this week. What a fantastic time. We're going to sing a couple of songs that they learnt there. This one's very appropriate. It's called "You Won't Get to Heaven on a Camel," or "On the Back of a Camel," or something. Can we have the words, James? They're all up here, look. You need those ones. Sad people. Okay. This is deeply theological. You won't get to heaven on the back of a camel. Anybody think you could? No, well, there you are. You're going to learn this morning that you won't. Would it be worth learning the things, or should we just follow you?
They're quite straightforward.
Camel. You'll get it. Okay? So follow these guys. Should we stand again? And
We're going to sing along to a CD, okay? So you've got to do the actions.
Lots of these kids should know because, you know.
Yeah. Anybody else from the club that wants to come up? Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Anybody else?
Oh, come on.
Let's go.
Well done.
Well done, Sam.
Well done.
Well done, Ellie. Lydia. Well done. Okay. Here we go. We have it nice and loud.
To heaven on the back of a camel, and you won't get to heaven on a sheep. You won't get to heaven on a double-decker bus, and you won't get to heaven in a jeep. A pogo stick will only make you feel sick, and you can't drive there in a car. A rocket in your pocket might make you see stars, but it sure won't get you that far. There's only one way. To heaven, oh yeah, there's only one way,
one way,
one way.
One way.
That's who got some Jesus. He's the only way. You won't get to heaven by looking real good. Oh, you won't get to heaven cause you're slick. You won't get to heaven by jumping from a plane. Jesus won't get you there, it's true. Oh, you're in favor with the Savior, but there's you gotta know you need to find him just for you. There's only one way,
one way,
one way,
one way.
You can get to heaven, oh yeah. There's only one way,
one way,
one way,
one way.
You can get to heaven, oh yeah. There's only one way,
one way,
one way,
one way.
You can get to heaven.
Now, the other wonderful thing about Easter is that we know Jesus came to be our friend. So we're going to sing. I don't know that we've sung it in this church while I've been here. I've certainly sung it many times before. But you need to understand the words. It's called It's Great, Great, Brill, Brill, Wicked, Wicked, Skill, Skill. Now, when we use the word wicked, we're not talking about, you know, wicked as in ruh. We're talking about wicked. Okay, so it's great, great, brill, brill, wicked, wicked, skill, skill, to have a friend like Jesus. And
also, could everyone join in? You know, everyone, all the, you know.
Everyone join in.
Old people as well.
Shh.
Oh.
Yeah. You will live to regret that.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll follow the work, follow the actions. Are you ready? We'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you, guys. I don't know about being old, Neil, but that completely confounded me. But there you are. Andy. I've invited Andy just to he's going to come share something. Got your book? He's going to share something. And then I think they're going to lead us in a song. And then we're going to have a dance. It's easier for us all if you pop that
it
on.
It is, absolutely will.
There you go, mate. You've got a pocket.
I've got a pocket somewhere. I've got a pocket here. This is my little boy, Noah. Say hi to Noah. He's 4 and a half, and he got this little book recently. Do you want to help show people the book? See if you can help do it, okay? See, it's empty that way, okay? And let's see what happens. I'm going to show you in a minute, okay? I'm training him. Just teaching. And then see what happens at the end there. Now, just in case you didn't see that, let me just show that a little bit there. You know, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming, what we just looked at. You know, if it wasn't for the Sunday, the Bible would be a bit like that, wouldn't it? It'd be a bit empty. But could you all blow on it? Something's happened. And we just sang a song that's not enough just to go to church or whatever. And, you know, some people think, well, we could try and be good to get to heaven. But that's not going to quite do it, is it? Okay, blow again. Because something happened on Easter Sunday morning. Can you blow on that as well, Noah? Something happened that day which changed. Picking your nose.
Did you teach him that too,
Andy? Yeah. Well, obviously. You know, this is. But you know, the wonderful thing that happened because Jesus rose from the dead is that there's real life, isn't there? Not just what people think today, it's not true. It really did happen. Jesus really rose from the dead, and he brings the color. He said, I've come to bring life in all its fullness. Isn't that great? So thanks, Noah. Thanks for helping me there. Cheers. There's your book. Noah, there's your book. Come on, guys. I think we're going to do should we do a few lines of this song, shall we? Gospel time. It's very short. We've been doing a little song last week, some of us, and this week on the Butland site. Come right onto the stage, guys, and spread out. Please join in. It's a kind of a simple line dance, really, which we've made up. And it's got some wonderful, we call it gospel time, because it's got some wonderful music from when I was a boy, because I'm a bit older than these guys, okay? Is that right? Yeah. Dave, where did the song come from?
Quick story. Is this one on? It's quite low. I'll pick it up. Quick story. We got some students in our church, and we had a weekend away with some kind of 14 to 18 year olds, and he was playing this song called Gospel Time, which is by this rapper, and it's a great song, and we all liked it in the weekend. And then we got an American staying with us for 5 months, and he said, hey, we could do these actions. And then we had a primary school week, and we brought it all together, and we did it in this kind of primary school week, and we've just done it everywhere since then. I've done it at church, we've done it with our both services, we've done it at the end of a wedding between a Catholic and a Protestant family. It was really quite amazing. We were all in our suits doing it. So we've done it in the sea last week. We all ran into the sea and did it. Well, we did it on the beach and then we ran into the sea. So we're trying to see how many places we can do it. We've done it in Skyline at Butlins. We've done it in the dining room spontaneously. So it's just a bit of fun, but it's great words. It's kind of, there's some old hymns in there which are just fantastic, kind of brought up to date with the music. Sweet. So, could you join us in this? Yep. Maybe we'll do a verse, so you can see it in action. Then you leap to your feet you'll see we'll be shaking something, and yeah, it'd be really cool if you could all stand up and do this with us. Okay, cue the music.
Let's see your hands in the air. Come on. Here we go.
Move to the right in the name of the Lord.
fishing. This is the move of the lawnmower. This is the sprinkler system. This is refreshing time. It's refreshing. Well, we can celebrate, can't we? What a day to celebrate. Go shopping. This is the lawnmower. We're getting the lawnmower going. We cut the grass. This is the last shit.
The other day, Ellen sent me a text, and I had absolutely no idea what it was she was trying to say to me. I looked at it, I had to reply, "I don't know what you mean." I felt completely thick, but I didn't have a clue what she was trying to communicate with me. This is the Bible in text. Anybody, that one's fairly simple. What does that say? That's it. It's John 3:16 in text. God loved the world. What's the next one, James? We're going to say the Lord's Prayer together in a new way from this week. We're going to say it text. Our Father in heaven. Heaven Almighty. It's interesting, isn't it? Our Father in heaven, holy be your name. I don't know why I want to speak Yorkshire or something, but, you know, Somerset. Be king and have your way. You know. It does take some getting used to, doesn't it? And these are familiar to us because we roughly know what they're... excuse me, what they're trying... what it's trying to say. You reign in power and glory forever. What's the next one, James? God's my shepherd. I won't want. I lie in grass and sit at still H2Os. I sit by still water, for those of you that haven't done O-level science yet. You know, it takes some getting used to, doesn't it? You know, you can look at it and you have to think, oh, right, okay. It takes a bit of working out. As I was thinking about this and about Easter, I also came across something else which is really quite bizarre. Okay? I'm just going to turn on Sam's phone. I press that. I think. And then I have to do that. No, that's not right, Sam. That's it. And then I press that and see what happens. Can you hear that? Who can hear something? Who can't hear anything? Yeah. You're looking... I don't... Can I put this onto my microphone? Does it work or does it make... Oops, that's the next song. Sorry. That's quite a good one. Praise him. Yeah. Okay. But... Okay. Just folks, put up your hands again if you can hear that. Put up your hands if you can't hear that. Now, those of us that can't, shall I turn it off? I don't know how to turn it off. Sam, where are you, mate? Just turn that off for us. Okay. All right. Isn't it bizarre? Because in my family, Sam does that, and all the kids go, ah, turn it off, turn it off. And I'm thinking, turn what off? It's the older generation. Sorry, the older generation. You're having a go at me. Are you calling me old? The old thing is, most of us, all right, we can't hear, or many of us that are older, our hearing has changed so that when I was playing something, we heard nothing because it was such a high pitch that our ears couldn't pick it up. But all the youngsters whose hearing is still good heard it clearly and they say, oh, turn it off, turn it off. And that made me think a little bit about Jesus and the Easter morning and all the people that met Jesus and thought, hang on a minute, that he was walking with them and we know it was Jesus because he's identified as Jesus, but they could not see. They didn't know it was Jesus, but he was there. And it makes me think a little bit about, you know, have some of us been on the road so long in terms of the Christian faith that we've sort of almost grown deaf to some of the new things that Jesus wants to say to us. And sometimes he may be right there, but we may not recognize him. And that made me think about something else, which also affects my life. Who can see a number there? Yeah, okay. Everybody should be able to see a number there, all right, whether you're colourblind or not. And this is colourblind test. Everybody should be able to see a colour there. What's the next one? Who can see a colour there? All right. Can anybody not see a colour? A number, sorry. Can anybody not see a number there? All right. What was the number?
Eight.
And those with red-green colour vision deficiencies should read the number 3. Anybody see the number 3?
I can't see it.
I'm sorry, mate. You've got that. I see the number 3 because I'm colourblind. And so I can't see this left-hand bit of the 8. I can see the 3 there. It's weird, isn't it? It's there, but I can't see it because I'm deficient. I am, my wife tells me. No. I'm deficient. What's the next one? No comments from the back. You sit there quietly. Okay. What number can anyone see? 29. Normal vision should read the number 29. Give yourselves a clap. You're normal. Can anybody see another number? Anybody? Stan? You can see 28? No, I can't even see that. It says here, if you're red-green deficient, you should read the number 70. Total colour blindness should not read any numeral. Well, I can barely see. I can see where it should be, but I cannot make out what number that is. Because I'm deficient. Yeah, I just have the sympathy now. Did you... I can't. I can just see a different variety of colours. I can see there is meant to be a number, but I cannot define what that number is. Let's have the last one. Right. Now, can anybody see a number there? Yeah? Number 6. Just indicate who can't see any number. No, I cannot see any number there. All right? I can't. Because I'm colourblind. I have a green, blue, a red, green deficiency. All right? So it's, the point is, it's there. And if you've got eyes to see, you will see. Like the telephone, if you've got ears to hear, you will hear. Like Jesus. Jesus was there, wasn't he? But the disciples, at the beginning of his, at the point of his resurrection, did not recognize him. He appeared to Mary. And Mary didn't recognize him until Jesus said, Mary thought she was the gardener. He was the gardener. Until Jesus said, Mary, and called her by name. The two guys on the road to Emmaus. I'm going to be speaking about that a bit later. By the way, I've changed the reading. But Jesus walking along with the two guys on the way to Emmaus, they did not recognize him. He was there, but they didn't recognize him. And like Thomas, when all the other disciples said, Jesus was here, he's alive. Thomas said, unless I see him, I will not believe. Jesus was there, but people did not recognize him. Simply this morning, brothers and sisters, as we've been sharing, Jesus is alive. Jesus is here. He walks with us. Will we recognize him? Will we have ears to hear what he wants to say to us, even if it's a new thing? Will we have eyes to see that Jesus is alive? And he wants us to walk with him. He wants us to follow him. Will we hear? Will we see? Will we follow? Brothers and sisters, we've been saying Jesus is alive. He is here. And I want to say to you this morning, do you need your ears tested? And do you need your sight tested? I'm not suggesting that you go and talk to Brian James, that sort of sight. I'm talking about your spiritual hearing, your spiritual sight. Jesus is here. He is alive. Hallelujah. Will you hear him? Will you listen to him? Will you see him? Will you follow him this day? Let's pray. Lord, we've had a whole mixture of things this morning. We've read from the Bible. We've watched a dance. We've sung songs. We've used our hands. We've used our legs. We've watched a video. We've done many things. And the question is, Lord, today, will we see you? Will we hear your voice? Will we follow? Will we believe that Jesus, you are alive and our Lord and our Saviour? So thank you for this morning. Thank you that you are alive. Help us each one, not just to know that you are there but not see you, but help us each one to see you and to follow you. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Just before we're going to sing, Jesus is the name we honour. But I'd like us just to say three very simple prayers, if that's okay, James. Which are very old. Ephesians 1 says, I pray that God would give you eyes to see him, that you may know him. And we're going to say just three very simple prayers which are attributed to St. Francis of Assisi, but put in a new way. Let's stand, we'll say this, and then we're going to sing straight in band with Jesus is the name we honour. Let's say this together. Lord Jesus, help me to see you more clearly. Lord Jesus, help me to love you more dearly. Lord Jesus, help me to follow you more closely. Amen. Jesus is the name we honour. We'll lift him high. We'll glorify him.
I hope you could tell what a fun service we had this morning celebrating Easter. Well, thank you once again for listening. Please stay subscribed. I'll speak to you soon, and a very happy Easter to you all.